I always get a little chill when I read about people who commit crimes of passion or desperation. What would I or any of us do when faced with a terrible dilemma and a split second to act? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick has a pair of novels about lives derailed and how actions sometimes have consequences we can only imagine. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. The Convict in the Mars Room by Rachel Kushner is a smart, funny, observant, and very appealing young woman. Her name is Romy Hall, and she's doing two consecutive life sentences for killing a man by smashing his head in. She originally met this guy at the Mars Room, where she supported herself and her young son as a lap dancer. The Mars Room was not one of the more upscale gentlemen's hangouts in San Francisco. As Romy puts it, quote, "If you'd showered, you had a competitive edge at the Mars Room. If your tattoos weren't misspelled, you were hot property. If you weren't 5 or 6 months pregnant, you were the it girl in the club that night." The man she killed was a regular customer who turned into a stalker and tracked her down even after she moved to Los Angeles to escape him. Most of the story is told by Romy, who is alternately funny and despairing, and introduces characters like Sanchez, who goes into labor on the bus on their way to prison and has her baby in the middle of the strip search, and Betty, the former leg model, who hired a guy to murder her husband, then put out a hit on the hitman because she was afraid he would talk. We also meet Gordon, a stalled young academic who teaches GED classes for the inmates. He brings Romy books and tries not to fall in love with her. Also, there's Doc, a rogue cop who's hated so much he's kept with the pedophiles for his own safety. Some reviewers complained about how much research Kushner crammed into the novel, but I had no problem with it. This book joins Gary Steingart's Lake Success, Lisa Halliday's Asymmetry, and Rachel McKay's The Believers as one of my favorites of 2018. In Andre Dubuis III's Gone So Long, we meet an ex-convict in his 60s paying a visit to a daughter he hasn't seen since the night he murdered her mother in 1973. How did that happen? Well, Danny Ahern was head DJ in the glass booth on the Himalaya ride, the job every young man on the beach would bleed for. Linda Doobie was the sweet, sexy daughter of the guy who owned